Welcome back to our podcast.
This is Behind the Murders.
I'm Brielle.
I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Kaylee. This is Behind the Murders.
I'm Brielle.
I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Kaylee.
And today we're talking about the Lawson family murder.
Tucked away in a quiet corner of Stokes County, known as Brook Cove, you'll find a small family cemetery. Buried here are more than just the remains of those who lived and farmed this community. There are secrets here too. Secrets of why a man named Charlie Lawson killed his wife, six of his kids, and himself, all on Christmas Day, 1929.
Nobody will never know. They might assume and they might have ideas, but they ain't got no proof. Nobody knows.
What we do know, a couple of weeks before Christmas, he took his family into town, bought them all new clothes, and had this family portrait made. An extravagant expense for a poor tobacco farming family.
So a little bit of background on the case. Charles Lawson was married to Franny, and they had eight children. The third child, William, died of an illness in 1920. The Lawsons worked as attendant tobacco farmers.
Shortly after Christmas, Lawson took Franny and their seven children's life. Marie, Arthur, Carrie, Maybell, James, Raymond, and Mary Lou. Lawson took their family into town to take a portrait photo for the family. This was an uncommon occurrence for a working-class rural family for the era, which was led to speculations that Lawson's acts were premeditated.
An action, especially of crime, thought out beforehand. So he had already planned that he was going to kill his entire family. It didn't
matter. That's why they went and took a...
So they could have a last picture.
With all of them because of what happens next.
That's sick. Okay, so on the afternoon of December 25th, Christmas, Lawson first shot his daughters, Carrie and Maybell, as they were setting out to their uncle and aunt's house. Wow.
And Carrie was 12 and Maybell was 7.
He waited for them by the tobacco farmhouse until they were in range and shot them with a 12-gauge shotgun. What's wrong?
That's scary.
The fact that he was in the mental state to want to shoot his 12-year-old and 7-year-old.
Like, why would you do that?
That's just...
Something's wrong with some people. Like, he placed their bodies in the tobacco barn. Afterwards, he went into the house and shot Franny, who was on the porch. As soon as the gun was fired, Marie, who was inside, screamed while the two small boys, James and Raymond, attempted to find a hiding place. Lawson shot Marie, then found the two boys and killed them. Lastly, he killed the baby, Mary Lou. It is thought that he strangled her to death, and she was 4 months old.
She was four, and
the two boys were four and two months old.
And then the fact that one.
Oh my gosh, why would you do that?
And Marie was trying to help. Like, she wanted to keep at least her two brothers, the two younger brothers.
Imagine being like a sibling. Like, I love my siblings so much. Like, even though they get on my nerves, I wouldn't want nothing to happen to them. Imagine just being there and then, like, figuring out, like, my dad just killed my siblings.
That's crazy. Oh. After the murders, he went into the nearby woods, and several hours later, he shot himself. The only survivor was the eldest son, 16-year-old Arthur, whom he had sent on an errand just before committing the crime. So he sent his oldest son out while he was killing his other children so that his oldest son could come back home and find, hey, my entire family's dead.
So he wanted him to stay alive?
I guess so.
I mean, what was his motive? Like, what is the point in that?
I have no idea.
Like, what are you gaining from that, and how sick in the head are you to do something like that?
The bodies of the family members were found with their arms crossed and rocks under their heads. The gunshot signaling Lawson's own suicide was heard by many people who had already had learned of the murders on the property and gathered there. A police officer who was with Arthur ran down to discover Lawson's body along with letters to his parents. As footsteps encircled the tree, it was supposed that he had been pacing around the tree prior to taking his own life. And there was a speculation going around with the neighbors and people who, like family members, that Marie and Arthur, which are the two oldest kids, were having an affair, and that Marie was pregnant with Arthur's baby. Not completely sure if that's true.
Man, they sick. Like, I feel bad for them, but I don't know if they did that. But if they did, they're sick.
And then another thing is,
there had to be something going on. Like,
I'm pretty sure the wife said that she encouraged, like, incest in the house because the Lawson was sleeping with his oldest daughter.
I mean, something. Oh my God.
It's messed up.
Y'all need to comment below what y'all think about the case.
What I think is that he's wrong for killing them. And I feel so bad for, like, all their parents, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all the family.
I don't know what kind of people they were, though, but, like, the rest of their family or people
that I feel bad for Arthur because he had to go the rest of his life knowing that his father was a maniac.
I would just kill myself.
Yeah, all his family members.
Thanks for watching.
Make sure you go like, comment, and subscribe, and tell us what you think. What do y'all think about this case? Tune back in for our next video. Probably be next week. Okay. We have a couple short videos coming.
For Christmas, the Christmas edition videos, you know. Y'all better watch them.
They're
not what we normally do.
Yeah, they're fun, short, and funny. All right, okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thanks
for tuning in.
This was Behind the Murders with
Brielle,
Aaliyah,
and Kaylee. And make sure you listen to the rest of our podcast and more to come. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.